This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live. We are here live this Saturday evening. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And, yeah, whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about, well, in one case, there was a situation where a couple of toddlers had a sign hung on them, kids for sale kind of thing. And I guess they had their mouths duct taped and their hands duct taped. And, you know, people got all kinds of opinions on this. I'd call it a parenting faux pas. Some people use the term abuse. Up to you. 855-450-3733. We've got another article on equal pay. Going to get to that in a minute, but let's go to Larry, listening to WLNI in Virginia. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Larry.
So, a few thoughts I wanted to share about this particular case about the toddlers is just a couple questions that I'd like to pose. And this is just rhetorical, something that we can ruminate on, if you will. One, were the toddlers restrained? And I think that's probably a resounding yes.
Their hands were duct taped together.
And typically a toddler wouldn't be able to get themselves out of duct tape.
I'm not sure my son can get himself out of duct tape very quickly.
Typically, adults can't get themselves out of duct tape.
Right. If there's a sufficient amount of duct tape and the duct tape's of good quality, you're not getting out either.
But let's assume a toddler wouldn't be able to. They probably haven't developed the ambidextrous skills to remove themselves out of duct tape.
Agreed.
Okay. And number two, the second part, the caveat to that is, were they in on it? And what do I mean by that? Well, could a toddler, have they developed that inner voice to go to an adult and say, hey, guys, I've got this great idea for a joke. Mm-hmm. What do you say you tie me up, put me on Facebook? Probably not.
Now, certainly not all the implications of it, no.
Yeah, but so Mark, you were talking about me.
We can assume that the toddlers weren't in on the joke.
I'm there.
So they were the recipient, unbeknownst. They probably don't know what it's about, and they were restrained. So their freedom, when you are restrained in one way or another, your freedom has been reduced.
You mean like a car seat?
Yeah, I was going to say, we restrain toddlers all the time.
Safe.
Oh, it's for safety now. You know, that's what the statists always tell you. We're putting you in prison for your own good, son.
Right.
Well, we're talking about tape, not a car seat. Okay.
Well, I mean, but you're being very specific. You're talking about restraint. Was there freedom restraint?
Car seats. I'm talking this tape.
Well, I've held my son down to change his diaper, too, put my hand right at his chest, and he couldn't move. Restrained, right?
Well, did you put it on Facebook?
No, but I have, I put pictures of like the bath. He didn't have,
didn't consent.
He wasn't in on it.
For now. Let's just stick with this right here.
Oh, well, in this particular instance, you've used two criteria. Look, Larry, it's not that I agree or disagree that this is a parenting faux pas. What I'm saying is that your points are fallacious. You're saying that this has to do with the kid being in on it, and I put lots of pictures of my kid up on Facebook without him knowing about it. And secondly, you said it was about restraint, and I've restrained the heck out of my kid by putting him in child seats and holding him down when I've changed his diapers. So I would say that those two things are not particularly good reasons
about what you said is, yes, we all post pictures of family and family situations. But would we say that a child being taped up is a memory that we want to post for family or for for those is that...
You can do whatever you want with your family. I promise you I'll do whatever I want with my family. Let's leave this family alone to do what they want to do with theirs.
Oh, so there's a new line in the sand then. You just drew. You just drew a new line in the sand that as society now and here in America that we will now turn our heads. We just lowered the bar that much more for CPS to go, well, no. It's okay because it was a family picture.
Now,
so they
now
turn their heads.
What we both, what I think Mark and I were both saying earlier was we agreed that this was in poor taste, that this was a faux pas of parenting, and what we were questioning was whether CPS is the correct route or calling the police. That's kind of where we started.
Well,
is the correct route.
I would also like to go out on another limb. There's a bunch of nosy busybodies all over Facebook that should leave people the hell alone. I don't know what's going on in a given picture, and I have duct taped my son's mouth shut upon his request. Now he's in on it, right? He likes the duct tape on his mouth. He thinks it's funny,
exactly.
And he uses his tongue to kind of get it off, and that's his little joke. Hey, it's hilarious, right? I don't like to waste too much duct tape, but you know. I got to be a good father.
Yeah.
And so if I took a picture of this, I put it up on Facebook, somebody could draw a conclusion because they can't see him smiling or whatever, and then they may send CPS to my house. I'm going to draw the conclusion this is a parenting faux pas. I'm also going to draw the conclusion is there's a bunch of busybodies. Larry?
Well, yes, you know, I do believe you're right that there's too many people – you know, monitoring, they need other things to do. You're right about that. I mean.
Thank you, sir.
No doubt. But thank you, gentlemen, for giving me some airtime and love, peace, and hair grease.
Appreciate it. No problem. Thanks for calling.
Guy's smooth on the radio, by the way. He's got a good voice and didn't stumble at all.
He does better than I do.
Yeah. Jonathan calling in from Virginia. Listen to WLNI also. It's an LNI segment here on Free Talk Live. Jonathan, go ahead.
Hey, I'm kind of a little off subject from what y'all are talking about.
Go right ahead.
I had an idea about how Trump and Cruz could get everything going. Couldn't we appoint Cruz as the Surgeon General and then have Kasich be the VP for Trump?
What do you want to be the Surgeon General for?
No, I'm sorry. I had it wrong.
Attorney Carson, General. Okay, good.
Yeah,
thank God.
Carson... would be the
Surgeon General. Okay.
And Ted Cruz would be taking the Supreme Court justices.
And I tell you what,
it's a good position for him.
And Fox will pick that up as a sitcom.
That's a lifetime lock right there. Everybody wins across the board, and there's no, you know what I'm saying? I just don't understand why they can't do
that.
That would help out the cause so much better.
Well, you have to trust whomever the nominee would be, and plus you're asking a bunch of people who have enough hubris to suggest that they be the most powerful person on the planet to step down from that and take some other position. Obviously, Carson isn't
right.
Going to be president. He's suspended. He's endorsed Trump though, as has Christie, and I imagine. Just a guess. I imagine there's some kind of quid pro quo going on. That's my belief when it comes to politicians.
Well, Carson talked about it. Carson stated that he endorsed because he was promised a role in the Trump administration, which is illegal.
It is
illegal for them to promise anything like that. And there's I don't know if there's any investigation. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere.
Is it illegal?
Yes, that is illegal.
I didn't know that was illegal or not.
Yeah, I would think that you could put together a coalition. I really sort of like the idea, of these people getting together and saying,
well,
let's stop it.
If they were about what they were campaigning for, then they would do it.
Yeah,
if it was really about what they were doing, they would do that. But
it's really about them being in control.
Sure,
is what it's about.
I mean, that's all it is.
And also, I really don't like my choices amongst the Republicans. My candidate, Rand Paul, and to some extent, he was a compromise for me anyway, because I really liked his dad as opposed to his stance on stuff. So, this is the difficulty is that I like the compromise. I just don't like the people that are compromising.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But look on the other side of the coin. You know, that's even dirtier. So, I mean,
right.
Yeah, it's not good.
Danged if you don't.
I'll tell you my solution.
Thank y'all for letting me be on y'all's radio. I hate to run, but thank y'all so much, man.
Thanks for the call.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about, well, a few. We've kind of been all over the board at this point. We've talked about this situation where these toddlers had their picture taken, where there were had some it was like a sign or a Facebook post that said kids for sale. They had some duct tape around their hands and across their faces. And people have taken this differently. I call it a parenting faux pas. That's where I'm coming down on it. But people, we've also talked about equal pay between men and women. We've also talked about the presidential campaign. So, you know, again, it's Free Talk Live. The number's 855-450-3733. And our Skype username, you can use that. It's lrn.fm. You're going to have to send a request, but it doesn't take long at all. So I'm going to jump right back into the calls. But first, I want to tell you about a product that I have been taking for some time now called Super Beets. What Super Beets is a superfood powder that you mix with. I mix it with water. You can mix it with yogurt or a smoothie or anything like that. And it helps me maintain my heart health. It's an all-natural dietary supplement that it contains dietary nitrates, and they're sourced from non-GMO beets, and they help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally. Now, my blood pressure was quite high. It scared some nurses when they saw it, and I've used Super Beets to help bring it down, among others, some other supplements. But I am not taking any pharmaceutical medications, and my blood pressure is down, and I'm excited about it. It also gives you sort of a little energy boost. You'll feel that within 20 minutes. You can find out more by going to ftlbeats.com. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, beats.com. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get the nitric oxide indicator strips to show you that it's working on your body. I find these things very convincing because you take it beforehand, you know, doesn't look like you've got any nitric oxide in your blood. You take it afterwards, there it is. About 20 minutes, you got to wait. You get a free book, Beat the Odds. You'll know all about it by then, by the time you read that. It's about 50 pages long, and it all comes with free shipping. You can give them a call if you don't have can't get online, 800-951-8940. 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com. Let's go back to the phones. Wildman Vince calling in from Tampa Bay, Florida. Wildman, you're on the Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to call about being the tip of the spear. I'm a stand-up comedian and also co-host of the Screamin' Sam Show, a comedy show. And lately, whenever I do a stand-up comedy act, I got these little communist, Stasi, politically correct people.
Can you back off your phone just a little bit? I'm sorry, Wild Man. It's just a little too loud. Back off just a little bit.
They're crossing their arms and looking at me with disgust. Well, my mission is to run them out of the room, is to terrorize their fragile eggshell minds, crush their inner child, and steamroll their safe place. I'm not backing down. My constitutional right of freedom is to say anything I want as long as I'm not threatening someone or saying fire in a crowded theater. And none of these thought police are going to control me. My father and grandfather fought World War One and Two for my freedom. And basically what I'm getting to is I don't give a damn what line they think I've crossed. I'm pushing the envelope, and somebody has to. I even wear a bulletproof vest now, a knife on stage. I've been attacked on stage, which is a mistake because I'm working on my black belt in Aikido and have studied since 11 martial arts and almost broke someone's arm already. But I'm kind of curious where people think the line should be drawn other than what the Constitution tells me, because apparently millions of these communist little commissars think they're going to tell me, which is a mistake. I'm going to fight them to the end. So basically, I'm the tip of the spear for free speech, for cutting-edge comedy. I'm like the Marilyn Manson. I cover...
Thanks for the call, Wild Man. Sounds like, you know, if somebody's attacking him for what he says...
I like a lot of where he's coming from.
He's right. You know, being hyperbolic for the sake of hyperbolic, I guess I'm done with that. I've been on the radio for 15 years now, and the whole, you know, I'm going to say stuff that makes people angry, steamroll, whatever. Well, you know.
Everybody's got a constitutional right or a protected right to turn off the radio, to not go to your comedy shows.
Yes.
And to do whatever they want to not hear you or listen to you.
Yeah, I've got enough crappy opinions in real life that I don't have to make up any new ones. Not to say his are. I get it.
I know where you're going.
I like his shtick, though. He didn't need to take a breath, and shows me that he's a pro.
And possibly a former professional wrestler. I mean, I could
that
see that.
That was the phone. Sometimes when you get right up on that phone, you know, and it'll start over-modulating.
That was good, though. That was good.
Voice. Yeah. Let's go to Ralph calling in from Albuquerque. Wants to talk about the MJ. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I was just interested in vending my frustration at all these people that are so steadfast against marijuana. It's just bad for God's sake.
What do you like about marijuana, Ralph?
I like the way that it just puts you in a state of mind of being the boss.
The boss?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like control.
Thank you, Ralph. I do really appreciate the call. Yep. Thanks for bringing us up. You know, there have been calls here on Free Talk Live where I wonder if they're helping the cause.
I know. I like the fact that the people are moved to pick. And you've been doing this a heck of a lot longer than I've ever been involved in this stuff. But I like the fact that people are interested about topics and they take the time to pick up the phone and offer their opinion.
Yep, absolutely. 100%.
With that said, I can also understand after doing this stuff for 15 years that you're probably like, maybe I don't want to go down that path for as long as this caller may want to go down that path.
Stereotypes is what I'm concerned with. I believe that I believe like Ralph does that people should be able to pick a plant, a flower off of a plant, dry that flower in their home, and then combust that material and inhale the smoke off of that combustion.
Or grind it up and put it on a pizza. Do whatever you want with
it. If you can't do that, you can't talk about living in a free country.
Right.
It's not a free country if you can't pick flowers, dry them up, and set them on fire and do whatever you want with them.
And we're getting to that point, but I suspect you'll get a different question if you say, you know what, I feel that I should be able to grow opium poppies in my backyard.
Sure. People do grow opium poppies, by the way.
I understand.
Every poppy plant out there is an opium poppy.
And I remember my grandmother's garden.
Yes.
Filled with poppies.
My grandmother had angel trumpets. We never knew why some of the kids would come by and steal them.
Now you know.
Yeah, they were getting.
Now you know.
I mean, that stuff, belladonna, angel trumpet, that stuff will mess you up for real.
Very powerful drug.
Kids, stay away from that crap there. I mean, when I think about the other mind-altering substances, it makes me like marijuana a little more.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Did you hear that yeah right after I said Free Talk Live?
Yeah!
Rock screen.
That's right. The number, 855-450-3733. All over the board this evening. You know, one issue after another. So you can call in. Topics are all over the place. Up to you here on Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you how to save, call it 20 to 30% on everything you buy. Now, we know that Amazon generally has prices that are pretty commensurate with big box stores, if not a little lower, maybe some cases a little higher. So those are, let's call them market prices. Amazon generally doesn't have very many sales, and if they do, there's certainly not going to be things, generally not going to be things like 20 or 30%. And you're certainly not going to be able to get it off of pretty much everything every day, right?
Right.
So if I told you that you could get 25% off of everything on Amazon, you'd be, or many things on Amazon, I shouldn't say everything because there's certain retailers and the ways they sell that is excluded. Most of the things, the vast majority of the things on Amazon, you'd be like, I just don't believe you, that offer is too good to be true. Well, there is a catch. The catch is you need to use bitcoins. Yes, I know. You're like, how do I get these? You're going to have to do some investigation. Go to localbitcoins.com. You're going to have to buy some bitcoins. Maybe you can go to you know, a variety of different places to purchase bitcoins. But if you get them, when you have them, you can buy things at Amazon at discounts of like 20 to 30%. I know because we do it at my house. Mm-hmm. We've gotten up to 50% off at my house. But I like to say 20 or 30 just to be fair. You got to find out more by going to saveatpurse.com. You want to get your account, reserve it now. Saveatpurse.com. You can then fund it with bitcoins and begin saving and do your investigation. Saveatpurse.com.
So can I tell you how we use this?
Quickly.
So, yeah, I opened up a small business. Small businesses have needs. We need office supplies and things like that. And typically it's a run to some big box store, some big box office store that is rarely cheap. But because we also accept Bitcoin, we're amassing a little bit of Bitcoin, I can use Purse for a lot of those things for the business that we didn't before. And I was kind of trying to figure out where Purse fits in my life, but seeing it as a way to save money for my business, how could I argue with that?
Sure. Well, you know, save money for your business, save money for your life. Save at purse.com. Let's go to Eric calling in from Indiana. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess my biggest complaint is about how it's legal in one state to smoke and possess marijuana and or grow it, while in another state you can be incarcerated, put in jail with legal fees and all that.
It's kind of the nature of states, right? I mean, yep. You know, the governments, the states are called states because at the beginning of the United States of America, these were the pinnacle of government in their given geographic area. The yep. The federal government was essentially beneath. It was a federation. So these organizations are countries. So, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can do in one given geographic geopolitical area that you can't do in other ones, right?
A sovereign state.
Right.
I mean, that's just kind of the nature of it. It's bad. I mean, it looks silly when our friends and neighbors are partying down in Colorado or Washington or California.
Like that last caller.
Yeah, I believe he was in a. I'm not going to talk about the
yep.
where he was, but it seemed like he might have been having a good time. Maybe.
And good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of put a sober kind of input on it, and
yeah, I think marijuana does need its sober proponents too. I don't smoke marijuana anymore.
Out, well, I think if you're to weigh out, like per se, being drunk versus being high on marijuana, you find that being drunk is much more inebriating and, you know, intoxifying. Yeah, I can't drive a car while I'm drinking. I don't suggest anybody else do it, but I don't suggest anybody else smoke weed and drive at the same time. But one is definitely easier than the other.
Yeah, there have been studies on it. There's a point of intoxication with weed where driving a car is a really bad idea. But
as of any drug, but I'm just saying, how can you make one drug legal to buy out of the grocery store while the other one is still so frowned upon? Which I understand we've got a long time to go before we get to that point. But
yeah, we don't want to. I do not advocate for people being able to drive while smoking pot. But here's the point I like to make on it, Eric. I know you don't. The point I like to make is even law enforcement officers, if you're asking them, many of them will say that they think, you know, shouldn't smoke marijuana because it's illegal, bad, wrong. But if you ask them things like, hey, when was the last time, you know, can you remember the last time you got into a wrestling match with some drunk guy trying to get him in the back of the car or whatever? And all of them can.
Yeah.
And likely it was within the last week. Well, how about the last time you had that situation with a marijuana smoker?
No, we just threw a bag of Doritos in the back and he jumped in.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
exactly.
There's no comparison between these two intoxicants.
But I think what's important here, and this is sort of what I did, I mean, people more and more so now can vote with their feet, and you can literally leave. If you lived in Kansas and you didn't like the marijuana laws, you know, maybe you move a couple hours over and maybe you can find a job, or maybe you can find a job that lets you telecommute now because that's much bigger than it used to be.
Right.
And I think that's important, and it also sends a message to states that, you know, we don't like this. California should be getting a message by now because I don't know. It's a constant state of people leaving California.
Hasn't their economy somewhat boosted from all the, you know, excess income coming from this?
That's true in Washington and Colorado. Now, California, I'm sure they had a boost. California basically legalized in 1995 because essentially anybody can, you know, anybody with a back pain or headaches can go and get a medical card in California.
Yep.
I'm not saying that's good, bad, or indifferent, but they've already experienced whatever they're going to experience. What they've experienced apparently is a correlative. I'm not calling it causative. A correlative drop in youth crime, a correlative drop in youth use of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, huge or anything like that. But the suggestion here is that the kids will be smoking pot all over the place if we legalize it. And
doesn't
over time, it just doesn't stand up. It doesn't stand up in Netherlands. It doesn't stand up in Portugal. It doesn't stand up in California. I mean, I'm just sick and tired of people telling me lies. And when somebody tells me a lie, I'm much more likely to believe the other side.
And every time we go to testify in Concord, you'll hear the exact same arguments from, you know, from the politicians and from the state police and everybody else.
Thanks for the call, Eric. I don't smoke marijuana. It's just not my thing. I'm not interested in it. I don't like the way it makes me feel anymore. And when I was younger, it seemed like I smoked it in a lot of reasons just because other people did and it was there.
It's a social thing.
And I would have better and worse effects depending on the types of marijuana. This is not something I'm interested in. I have a couple of glasses of wine, usually most evenings. They say that this is good for your heart health and, you know, I can't say I don't enjoy drinking medicine, right? Call it medicine. FDA is going to go after me
like
for
that.
Saying
absolutely.
It, using that terminology. But I'm just more comfortable with alcohol. But I can tell you, I've made some bad choices on alcohol. And when you look at it sort of from a societal standpoint, this stuff is dangerous. It's deadly. When you're talking about liquor, you can consume enough of that in the evening to kill you off relatively quickly. You cannot smoke enough pot to kill you.
But that could be said of a lot of different substances.
What's
you
that?
Know,
drink enough water to kill you.
Yeah, drink enough water. Take enough heroin. Snort enough anything.
All right. People on alcohol are more likely to hit other people. Now, you can't call that a societal – you can't call that a mitigable societal cost.
People on meth are more likely to hit people.
I'm not advocating for people doing meth either. My only statement here would be, from what I can tell, humans like to alter their state of consciousness.
Agreed.
I can't do anything about it. There's an incredible cost to incarceration. And of the intoxicants that are out there, it seems like marijuana is one of the least harmful.
I'll give you 4 out of 4 on that.
Okay. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Glad to talk to you about marijuana or anything else. Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The final segment here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. If you're listening to me, it's 9:47 where you are. Yeah. Well, not. I guess that's not exactly right. If
it's probably 47 past the hour, but even that isn't always the case.
Well, yeah, mostly it is. It's going to be 47 past the hour whether we're quartered or not. Anyway, if it's 9:47 Eastern time where you are, then you can give us a call. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you real quick about the AMP program. The AMP program is a program where if you support Free Talk Live and our outreach, what we're doing is bringing the ideas of liberty to people all over America, all over the world, and we're doing it efficiently, very little cost. Many of these libertarian think tanks out there, incredible costs and what their research is. And I'm not downing them or anything like that. I'm just saying, if you want to support the spread of the ideas of liberty to average individuals, people listening to their radio, driving along in their car, listening in their home, downloading on their podcasts, just go to amp.freetalklive.com because you can make a real difference. We really can reach more people with your $5 a month. And we got some bonus perks. Great, private groups that you can chat with each other and call in lines and things like that. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go real quick to, hold on, I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of trouble here. Go to Scott calling in from Indiana. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Scott, can you hear me now? Scott going once. Scott going twice. All right, let's put Scott on hold. I'm going to assume that that's a good pretend. Oh, hold on. I heard a noise. Scott, are you here? Are you there? Scott, are you there? I heard a noise just as I put him on.
Dang it.
Of course, there's nothing. Okay, let's go to Farty McFly. This should be interesting. You're on Free Talk Live calling on Skype. Farty, you're on Free Talk Live. Well, I am not disappointed. I'm not disappointed at all.
The setup was there, and there you have it.
Indeed. So, well, Scott wanted to call in about the topic of immigration here, and I'm going to see one more time whether we can get him, because it could be the board op was hadn't potted up this microphone. Scott, you there? I guess we'll go back to the topic of marijuana. So, you know, we were talking in the last segment, and you mentioned sort of off the air about the drug war. Now, I generally think the drug war is more dangerous than the drugs.
Without a doubt.
I believe that this nation was made great in time frames like the Gilded Age. You know, that so many things wonderful happened in America when freedoms were higher. Well, things like heroin was legal. If you go search heroin advertisement,
sure,
on the Google image search, you'll find these old images of heroin being legal. I'm not saying heroin's good, and I am not recommending to you or your family to do heroin. No, I would not do that. However, I will tell you that this nation was made great in a time frame that heroin was legal.
Absolutely. And a lot of the early challenges to the legality of opium and heroin came from people that did not like the fact that so many Chinese were coming over here.
Yeah.
It was racially motivated.
To
put an end to the opium trade.
Many people who supported things like eugenics, they wanted to make more efficient this whole being human thing. So, you know, drugs are an inefficiency in the marketplace. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
You know, somebody's laying around drunk or stoned on heroin or whatever one does when one's on heroin. I'm not sure what the terminology is. Whipped up.
Experienced to offer you. I apologize.
Right? Sorry, I have no idea what it is. Nonetheless, you know, somebody who's like that, they're not going to be very productive.
Right.
And I get that, but it's not very productive to charge me to incarcerate them either.
Right. And it destroys wealth. It takes scarce resources out of the economy in terms of people. It takes their money, and it attempts to pick winners, and in most of these cases, the winners are the pharmaceutical drugs, and that's why they're very big supporters of the war on drugs, that they would love to see this continue forever. And I think it all comes full circle, and it's where our system is broken down in cronyism and crony capitalism, that these corporations have an outweighed effect on our legal system, and it's a shame.
Even if whether or not it's backed by these large big pharma, and I'm not saying it's not
big pharma, big beer, yep. You know, take your pick.
Yeah, you know, no doubt about it. And I understand people are concerned about advertisements. Like, I don't want my kid advertised heroin, particularly.
Right. I'm not looking for a cereal box. No thanks.
But you know, first you need to have a conversation with your kids about advertising, and
and then about drugs,
right? And about drugs and about a variety of things. What you were saying was that essentially, well, you're saying meth should be illegal. No, I wouldn't say that. But what I would say is that I want to get my victories where I can get them.
Right.
I want to see marijuana legalized, and I think within 10 years you're going to see marijuana legal here in the United States in pretty much all 50 states.
And I think tactically that's a great way to go. It is sort of, it's become the low hanging fruit.
Yeah. And I also think these other drugs should be legalized too, but I point out that marijuana is how the war on drugs is financed in this country in many ways. It's the things like drug raids or the budgets for police departments are all financed on the back of marijuana fines.
Yes. And that contributes so much statistically. There are so many more users of marijuana than probably most other drugs. You know what I mean? Other than alcohol and nicotine, of course. But that's how police departments can get their numbers up. They get their numbers up, they qualify for more federal dollars in the war.
Yeah, and the war just keeps on going. So you see a more militarized police department, not because marijuana users are dangerous, but because, you know, criminals are dangerous generally, less so marijuana sellers, purveyors, and these kind of folks. But you know, the all the equipment is just funded and funded and funded. What we've seen in Colorado, what we've seen in Washington, is that the state can make more money, not the police departments. I understand not specifically the police departments, but the state, the people, the municipalities, the people that fund these police departments can make more money simply by taxing marijuana. Now, I believe taxes are theft.
They are.
I believe it's robbery. But I do also understand that I live in a world where the vast majority of people do not consider taxes theft. Because they haven't thought about it, or because they have rejected it, they're not interested in having a philosophical debate on it. I mean, it seems clear as the nose on your face that taxes are theft to me.
But how many people have heard that versus death and taxes?
Right. Well, they say there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
But it's probably true.
Well, it is. But it is. It's put out there as this is the way the earth is, and you're as likely to cheat death as you are to stop taxation.
And the same was true about slavery a couple of hundred years ago.
Good point.
You know, you escape from slavery, you're going to get killed or beaten or a variety of other things.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about just particular ethnic groups. Slavery is currently, right now, a worldwide epidemic. We live in a world where slavery, a few hundred years ago, thousands of years ago, this was the normal state for most humans. And now, we're just now getting to the point that we're able to say that, that slavery's wrong. Well, let me ask you, if an organization can take from you some percentage of the fruits of your labor, what is that organization except a slave master? I don't know the answer to that. I can't come up with that. But if I was able to pick a random assortment of people in a given geographic area and take some percentage of the amount of money they made and then give them some high-priced services with poor customer service, I wouldn't be called a government. I'd be called a petty tyrant. I'd be called a slave master. I'd be nothing but those things.
And that's why I value programs like this. And I say that as a longtime listener before I was anything else. But getting that message out, getting one person to comprehend that, and your listeners do, and new listeners do all the time, passing that on to one other person, that's how we change this.
Right. And I'd like to point out conversations like you and I just had. Now, I understand they're brief. Conversations like this, where we really get down to the brass tacks of what government is.
Sure.
Conversations like that happen nowhere else on the radio. You can find Free Talk Live and maybe one other program, The Freedom Fiends, and that's it. Nobody else is talking about government as a slave master.
Agreed.
And that's why I continue to purport the AMP program as the most efficient way to spread the ideas of liberty. I understand everybody that's listening to me is, maybe they might not agree with me, but you can call in next
week. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.